I want to speak on the subject of the meek shall inherit the earth. We have all been familiar with this beatitude over a long period of time, even though we may never have been a member of any church. We have been told that this word meekness is a very important word, but is that true? But as usual, before I begin, I'd like to point out a couple of things that is very important, I think, for us all to remember. That is that this is a lecture on the absolute. It is pure philosophy. This is not metaphysics. And if during the course of our talk we say something about metaphysics that doesn't happen to please someone who is an avid metaphysician, we do not do it intending to be disrespectful, unkind, critical, or anything of the kind. I seem to have a lot of noise going on over here. But and I want to emphasize that we point out the allness of God. That where God is all there is of all there is, it leaves no room for anything else. Metaphysics, theology, education, in every branch of human endeavor, we are told that there is something beside good. While good or God, spirit, consciousness, mind, call it by any name that is means the most to you, in every case where we are told that God is all, that good is all, we always have been provided with a but. There always is also an evil. And there are those who emphasize that if infinite intelligence is truly infinite, it must of necessity be acquainted with evil, sickness, sin, disease, death, trouble, hell, the grave, otherwise it could not be infinitely intelligent. But that which is present has equally got to be absent in order to be omnipresent. That which is here must not be here. It must coexist with its own absence in order to be omnipresent. Does that make sense? That in order for you to be present in this room, you have got to equally be absent from this room. Otherwise, you cannot be present in this room. Sounds a little silly, doesn't it, when you hear it put that way? Every emphasis is placed upon the argument of evil. While they state that good or God is, that life or intelligence is, and they use the word all in order to define it, invariably they back up and say that all really doesn't mean all at all. That one doesn't mean really one at all, it means two or more. That infinity is not really infinite, it's merely a very large sense of finity. That that which is truth is not really true at all, it is a liar. That which is alive is in a constant state of death. Otherwise, you measure its aliveness by the extent of its deadness. You measure action by the amount of stoppage or paralysis. And we are told that we must understand this, that we must comprehend it, that we must lay hold upon it, that we must behold it, that we must in some way progress to the point or evolve to the point where this makes sense to us. And it invariably depends upon a so-called personal mind, a personal sense, a human point of view. And there can be no such. So when you hear what appears to be a disrespectful statement in connection with a so-called human mentality or mind, don't be alarmed. Under no circumstance are we taking away anything that is real from anyone. You are not going to lose your body. You are not going to lose happiness or joy. You are not going to lose your intelligence nor your life. The only thing that you find yourself completely unable to have is sin, disease, and death. Lack, limitation, fear, hallucination, hypnotism, or any other name that you want to call that which is completely contrary to fact. If getting rid of that which isn't is depriving you of anything, then you have very little sense as to what reality is. And secondly, how can you get rid of that which isn't? If it isn't, it is not there to be gotten rid of. Reality can never be wiped out. So you see, we give, as I said before, to God all of the honor and the glory and the power, which leaves nothing to be given to anyone else, or anything else, anywhere else, at any other time. Now is all that there is, and we have to abide eternally in the now, otherwise you have no existence at all.